Hey, good morning. 7:12, Brock Hunter. Tim!
Did you know The Mandalorian was extended for 5 more seasons, Brock? Which means...
5?
Which means Baby Yoda is going to be around for 5 more years.
He'll probably get older as it goes.
I hope.
Because he's Baby Yoda. He's going to grow. Unless it's like, you know, The Simpsons and none of them age.
Dude, I want to Vinatieri that Baby Yoda out of my Facebook.
I think he's adorable.
No, he's not.
He's an adorable little Yoda.
Yeah. The 80th time I saw it, though, I'm like, I hate that thing.
So what do you, like, hate it? You hate babies? God, that's rude, Hunter.
Baby Yodas especially. Punt him over a bridge.
Was that you yeet the baby? That stupid thing from Reddit that I see all the time.
Stupid one where he's holding that little coffee and he's in his little...
It's adorable.
When I'm outside watching the dogs go to the bathroom and his little baby, I'm just...
It's adorable. I love it. Why are you so negative, Hunter? God. It's just a little baby Yoda.
Yeah.
It's wise and young and full of wonderment. You hate him?
God. Not a fan.
Rude.
I'm going to say something really mean, but I'm going to bite my tongue. Because it'll offend people.
Say it.
I'm not going to.
Come on, say it.
I'm not going to.
You can't give a buildup like that and not deliver.
What's the abortion age on Baby Yoda?
Jesus Christ.
See, you made me do it.
You shouldn't have said that.
You made me do it.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
I didn't want to do it. You made me do it.
You did.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, don't worry about the robot apocalypse. Researchers at Arizona State University say all the worry we should have about robots taking over the world is overblown. Instead, they concluded that tomorrow's high-tech jobs, which involve programming and automation, will be more satisfying and higher paid than more of the jobs we deal with today. So instead of fearing artificial intelligence, we should embrace it and actually get info in the field by learning as much as we can by code. You know what?
Fearing what? Fearing them taking our jobs or fearing them killing us?
I let a robot take my job. If I don't have to work, I'm fine with it, man.
You know, with that AI voice thing they got going now and the facial recognition thing, dude, it's
what
insane.
I'm worried about is the robots uprising and murdering us because we kept them as mechanic slaves.
The rise of the machines.
Yeah, that's what Terminator, folks.
Yeah.
They got mad at us. They became self-aware, and they're like, wait a minute.
No.
We're not doing this anymore. And then they murdered us.
Okay? Yeah, that's scary, man.
That's what's going to happen. And if you think you're going to beat a robot, it's not going to happen.
You know, why are we making robots with guns?
Yeah. Dude.
Love of God.
Dude.
You know what's scary to me? You think of the Terminator, the guy holding the gun, the skeleton gun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm scared of?
What?
The drones with guns.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, you can't. If an Apache's in the air and you're on the other side of that, you're dead. You're done.
There's nothing you can
now
do.
Now imagine a drone that can fly through windows.
They have those. Like in the newer Terminators, they got little things that like come off the big ships and fly around and scan and everything.
Scary, man.
Yeah. No, absolutely we should be scared, Arizona State. When we become complacent is when they take over.
Yeah.
We should always be fearful of our robots.
That main robot in this room. Yes, they've become complacent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Go to sleep, young human, so I can murder you.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not doing it. I don't trust you, robot. I don't trust you. I'm going to have a kill switch on my sex bot so I can turn it off in case it ever gets mad at me.
The robot's trying to kill you and is really confused. He's trying to have sex with me.
I'm going to pop one more off before he kills me.
Oh, man.
Lastly, scientists from the University of Jerusalem found 2 clay jugs at a national park in Israel. And wouldn't you know it, the jug still had some yeast in it from 5,000 years ago. So they put their big brains together and made beer from the ancient yeast. The beer was reportedly tasty and unique and went down like oil.
Went down like oil. God turned yeast into oil.
Yeah. Just stop it with this.
Yeah, you know.
Just stop it with this.
You know, I could see like a new, like a craft brewery.
Yeah.
Hey, we got this new beer on tap. It's from Jerusalem. We got it out of 2 clay jugs.
How does it go down?
All right.
What's
it? It's got like a 4250.
Yeah.
All right, Rotella tea.
So like oil. Right. I won't be having that, sir.
No.
Give me something else.
Take 2 shots of oil.
Yeah, 2 shots of oil, please.
Jesus oil.
That sounds delicious.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.
Hey, good morning. 7:30, Brock Hunter.
And now.
We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get to it. We got some sports. Perfect theme to go into sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light as you're watching all your favorite sports action. Squeaky shoes on the court. Yeah. Drink with it.
Here we go. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Michigan State beating Penn State 79-71. Western Michigan beating Eastern Michigan 70-54. And Ball State beating up Central Michigan, man. Beating them 85-68. Tonight, Florida State going to be at Notre Dame, 9 o'clock. Hey, let's go to that game. You want to go to that game?
Sure.
It's in South Bend. 9 o'clock. Let's do it. Let's go see the Irish play, man. You know, I'm just going to talk about NCAA basketball this morning because there's a crazy, crazy rumor slash something in the works for the NCAA tournament with empty arenas.
What? Weird.
Listen to this story, man. The NCAA is ruling out no contingencies when it comes to the coronavirus and the NCAA tournament. In an interview with Bloomberg News, Chief Operating Officer Donald Remy did not dismiss the possibility of games being played with zero fans in the arenas. The games presumably would still be televised. The NCAA declined further comment to the AP on the possibility of no fans in the stands. No fans in the stands. Wow.
This is big.
This is big. This is weird. And we were talking about this in the 6 o'clock hour. So, day by day, coronavirus coming out with new stats. 35% increase over the weekend was the one on Monday. Mm-hmm. The one yesterday, it popped up in this location. And there's a few, the few cases over here on this side of the United States. Now they're talking about empty stands. No fan stands. NCAA tournament. So my question is this getting a little bit more serious than we originally presumed?
Maybe, or maybe they're just taking precautions. Anytime you get a bunch of people in one spot, you're going to increase the risk. So maybe they're just trying to avoid any further spreading of it. I don't know. I'm still not sold on the coronavirus, but also not a doctor. So
right. I just hope they don't know something that we don't, and they're kind of holding back.
Of course they know. Dude, the government knows all sorts of crap. They know about aliens. They know about cancer cures. They know about it all. But it's all because money is running everything. Yes, I'm getting all conspiracy theorist on you, but it's legit.
Got that tinfoil hat on.
Damn right I do.
But that's basically what I kind of want to talk about in sports this morning, man.
Yeah.
It's craziness. It would be wild to watch an NCAA March Madness tournament with zero people in the stands.
In the stands.
Like you said, squeaky shoes.
That's all it'll be the whole time. You'll be able to hear all the coaches yelling. It might be kind of cool.
Yeah, depends on if Dick Vitale is commentating.
Yeah.
It's the NCAA tournament. Nobody's around because of the coronavirus. It's not awesome, baby.
He sounds like he has the coronavirus.
Seriously.
All right. Was that it?
That's it. I mean, we got more sports, man, but you know what? Let's save it.
We'll save it. We'll keep you posted. We'll see what happens there. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
All righty. Here we go. Good morning. 7:40. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, man?
All right. Let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. If you haven't been to Joey C's, you're a dumbass. You got to go check them out. They got new menu items. They got great pizzas like the Big Joe. 18 inches of za, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They also got pasta. They got subs. Whether you're looking for a quick bite at lunch, they got slices ready to go, or you need something catered, you need a big old feast, get it at Joey C's Pizzeria.
There you go.
M139 Benton Harbor. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
Hey. Oh. Hey. Anyway, your topic for today, you know, when you're a kid, your adults would say lots of things. They'd be like, bah. When you're older, bah. What's something adults always told you would happen when you grew up that actually turned out to be true?
Probably a lot of the answers on Facebook. I don't know if I'm going to steal any of these, but it's just aches and pains and knees and elbows and ankles and everything cracks.
Just wait till you're my age. You'll feel the same way.
Yeah,
nah,
right,
I'm
going to. Right, Grandpa.
I'm never going to die.
I'm going to be dunking till I'm 78.
I've noticed that turning the corner in 30. I'm going to be 34 this year. I know.
The old bag.
Your body starts making the shift, and I've started noticing, mm-hmm. starting to do that dad stand-up where, and I'm not even a dad, but you're like,
starting to make dad noises.
Jesus God, they were right.
Yeah.
Because if you're 24, you could fall off a building, which I've done. Well, and I'm like, I'm fine. If I did that now, I would be dead.
Well, Brock, you know firsthand, because what, ever since 2020 hit, I had been bitching. The first month.
Nonstop with you.
This is my back, man. I had like a pinched nerve on the left side, then it went to the right, back to the left. The thing just moves around. Just an old, old man.
I think that's definitely one. It's like, oh, wait till you're my age. You're going to feel the same way. No, but you do. You absolutely do. Yeah. I'm slowly dying. Let's see. Holly had a good one. One of these days, you're going to want to take a nap. That was a big one.
That's big.
Children right now, or anybody, if you think you don't want a nap.
I don't want to take a nap.
I've never wanted something more in my life, most days, than to take an effing nap.
I'm going to take it to the next level, Buck. Yeah. I'm going to next level this nap. I can take a nap in a lazy boy now.
I
used to look at Grandpa at the family reunion back when I was a little child, sleeping after dinner. I'm like, dude, how can anybody sleep sitting up in a lazy boy? There's no friggin' way. He must be on drugs or something. I always thought he was on drugs. Just wasted.
You know, how I woke up the other day in my recliner?
Coughing on your own spit.
Hands on my chest. Like this.
And you know, it's better than being on your fatty belly, because you don't have a fat belly yet, but...
Someday.
Most of the times, it's right on the belly.
It's that like right there. They were on my chest. I was just, Where am I?
God, you look like a pussy doing that. If I walked in with you taking a nap with your hands crossed on your chest, God, look at this guy.
You do that where you look around and you're like, oh. Did I fall asleep? Yes, you did for 5 hours.
What were you dreaming of? Bunnies?
All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Give us a call. What's something adults always told you would happen when you grew up that actually turned out to be true? We got some great ones. We'll get to your answers
just
when we come back.
Give us like 5 minutes before you call, because we're going to take a quick nap.
Quick nap in our recliner.
Yeah.
You're going to want that nap.
Brooks.
Hey, good morning. What's happening? It's Brock. It's Hunter.
It's up your ass.
Your ass. 7:49, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day today. What's something that adults always told you would happen when you grew up that actually turned out to be true? No way! No way, old man!
I have something personally.
Yeah?
Between my brother and I, my dad. Because I would pick up my brother. My brother and I got along as kids. But occasionally, the bigger brother would,
be a dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a dick. But one day when we both got in trouble, my dad looked at me and he said, you know what, man? One of these days, someday, your brother CJ is going to be way bigger than you.
Yeah, right, Dad. Yeah, right.
Dude, he is.
Yeah.
He's a lot bigger than I am.
Yeah, I would definitely put money on your brother, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, he packs some power. But I didn't believe Dad at that time, but he knew.
He knew. And look what happened.
He's like, go ahead, pick on him as much as you can now, because later on in life, that boy can whip your ass.
That's a very good one. I like Katie. Katie had a good one, and my folks used to say the same thing. My dad's famous line was, be home by 11:59, because nothing ever good happens after midnight. Yeah. God, I can hear my mom saying it now.
Nothing good
happens after midnight. And as a young man, I'm like, what, that's when all the fun stuff happens. Now as an adult, I know exactly.
I am.
The fact that nothing good happens after midnight.
Full moon, bro.
When's the last time you had something awesome happen at like 2 in the morning? Exactly. You know what?
Shenanigans.
They were absolutely right. Nothing good happens after midnight. Yep. Let's see. Matt said, you're going to miss being a kid. Enjoy. I think that kind of resonates with a lot, because they're always, everyone, every kid wants to grow. I can't wait to be an adult.
Uh-huh.
And then you become an adult and you're like, damn it. This sucks.
I'm right there with you.
Hey, wait, I got bills? No.
I specifically remember laying in my bed in fifth grade. I'm dead serious. Fifth grade, I remember this day or this night, laying in bed trying to go to sleep thinking, oh my God, I got how many more years of school?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I got to go to 12th grade.
This is insane.
I don't like school. I don't want to do homework for that long.
Awful.
But man, now you look back and you're like, you were just so young, innocent.
Yeah.
You had so much more to learn.
Yeah.
you know?
Seriously, and for everyone in college, if
your body felt fantastic.
Constantly. I felt great all the time.
Yeah.
And for any youngster out there that's in college and they're like, man, this is so tough. It is the easiest time of your life, all right? Yeah. Go to your couple classes and have fun, because that is, after that, it's the real world.
The real world, man.
And I didn't heed my parents' advice.
Unless you go to college for like 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. People that do that, they're called doctors.
Yes.
They're called doctors. Oh, did you spray that thing for bugs? Let's see. Jason said, my neck, my back, my knees, and my whole entire soul hurts. That's right.
I thought he was going to do the callus, huh?
No. Even if he would have, I would have cut it off. Let's see. Angela said, go potty before bed. I think I'm in that sweet spot right now. I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
But maybe as I get a little bit older, might have to, just in case. Alicia had a great one. Oh my God, this is fantastic. There actually is food at home. Mom, can we stop and get burgers? No, there's food at home. Mom!
Ma!
Dad, can we go get food? There's food at home. No, there's not. There's nothing good. There is.
I always wanted to go. I always wanted like a Happy Meal or something like that, you know?
But no, there's food at home. No, there's not. There is.
I'm not even sure I was hungry at the time, Brock. I just wanted that toy.
Yeah.
Boxes of cereal and just open them and go immediately elbow deep to the bottom of the...
Yeah. Right in there. Just ruining the rest of the cereal for everybody. That is so funny. God, there's food at home. Oh. And you know the best part is I love going back home now because of the food that Mom has in
homemade
the fridge.
Cooking is no joke.
Oh, my God. And you just get stocked up. Because it's actually, especially like after college, when there's no food in your fridge, when all you have in your fridge is condiments, and then you go home to get your laundry done and the fridge is just full, you're like, this is the most glorious thing
I've ever seen.
It's always
like a bunch of condiments and like half-eaten Chinese.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. That's got mold on it, and you cannot touch it again. You cannot. Absolutely.
Anytime my mom's like, hey, I got some extra food. You want to take some home?
Yes!
Yes, I do.
100%! I do. Just Tupperware and everything.
A little bit more. A little bit more. Top it off.
It'll be fine. All right. Let's take a break. What is something that adults told you would happen when you grew up that actually turned out to be true? More when we come back. Stick around.